Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up. Hello and happy day, sweet friends. I am so grateful to you for tuning into today's show. Can you believe that it's December? It absolutely blows my mind. I cannot wrap my head around it. I was thinking this last little while about how quickly, not only quickly that this whole year has gone, but the amount of quickness within the energy and transformation that we've been under this past year as well. I did a call last night with a beautiful group of mediums that I have the privilege of sitting together with in Circle every month. And we had conversations around the fact that as 2018 began, we knew that this was a really purpose-driven year for all of us, that we were focusing on really who it is we want to be, when we grow up, how it is we are looking to contribute in the lives of others. And we've gone through all kinds of learning, expansion, growth within this last year, and really raising our standards in terms of the quality of our living, but living more purely and authentic than we ever have before. And now that we've hit December, we feel like we're starting all over again, even though we're not in a place of the same kinds of responses or reactions to things like we maybe normally had before, but we're in this exact same space of almost the unknowing. Now, that's actually the theme for December. And I love that we, not only had the conversation last night, but that we get to have this conversation today on Lighten Up. Because it is, we're taking a look at where we've been, what we've got going on, and where things are going. December is the month where we're considering our journey. We are looking at the next steps. How is it that we can take advantage of our gifts and abilities in contribution to others? So we've become much more practiced, I guess you could say, at being who we are. We've become much more grounded in being who we are this last year. But there still is an undertone of uncertainty as we move forward and into 2019. So I just want to make sure that you can be completely okay with anything that might be coming up for you in regards to your path and your purpose, especially within this energy here within, as we move into the final phase of 2018, this final phase of the year. It just is unbelievable that it has gone so, so fast. Now, we're having a great conversation today. Today, we're talking about, not only the energy, of course, in terms of where we're sitting in December, but the energy of everything that we are feeling and experiencing this time of year, not only what is ours, but of course, what it is that we are picking up from the collective and how it may be unconsciously influencing our lives. So that really is the focus of it. Now, before I get too far into the show, I'm really excited today because for those of you who are tuning in on course through to Empower, you know that I always open up the phone lines after the commercial break. And I invite you to call in, share in the conversation, anything I can help you with. And as we're moving forward, on this journey together, that number is 248-809-3475. If you would like to come on air and have a wonderful conversation with me here today. Now, the other part of the equation, which I'm super excited about, is for those of you who are joining me on social media. Today, I launched a Facebook Live within the Lighten Up Forum, where you can now tune in to Lighten Up in the forum right from the comfort of your computer, listening either on air through Empower or engaging with me through the Facebook Live event. Now, it's another opportunity for you to talk with me during the show. Now, again, accepting all of those questions, all of your comments, please feel free to engage with me in the forum and allow me the privilege of helping you in whatever way I can. So I love that there's so many outlets, there's so many ways in which we can engage to be together, and of course, in sharing in this beautiful human experience that we have as highly sensitive people. So, Let's move forward and on. So, you know, we look at the holiday time, and this is really where all of our heads have been. And I know at least that's been the case for me. My stressors, so to speak, or what is making me feel a little bit more anxious is the fact that I don't have a handle on Christmas whatsoever this year. I like to believe I've got a good start on it. I mean, I did finally, after about 5 days, get my tree up. I've started some holiday decorating. Which is, you know, it's a big part of it, but my focus has been so much more directed in terms of how it is that I can be of service for others and in supporting people in their journeys, that things like the decorating of the season have really kind of almost feeling overwhelming. Now, there's a lot of stress and anxiousness that comes along in terms of, you know, the gift buying or the fact that we haven't wrapped our gifts. What about the holiday baking? I don't even know what baking is this year. It's not even a part of my realm or the equation of anything going on in my life. There are all kinds of things that we put on ourselves in terms of those holiday demands, the expectations, and how it is that we can, you know, be in preparation for what is to come for those family gatherings. Now, what about those family gatherings? I'll tell you, there are some really big obligations and what can feel like the burden of family tradition that can actually add on to the feelings of overwhelm that we have in this time of year. There's all kinds of stresses. There's all kinds of ways in which anxiety begins to show up within our lives, and it can feel very overwhelming. Now, the holidays, as we know, full of family, full of food, and full of increased anxiety as well. Now, it's not uncommon for any of us to feel overwhelmed. It isn't. We all go through it. But as the conversation today on Lighten Up is the fact that not only are we feeling the overwhelmment in terms of what is being created within our own life, those obligations, those expectations, the preparation that goes into the holiday season, but there's also the fact that we are highly sensitive people and we are feeling everybody's everything in the process too. And it can make us feel 10 times more anxious than any other time of the year. Now, if you've been having any problems sleeping, now there are all kinds of things playing out in the cosmos that are affecting our capacity to be able to rest. But there are also the fact that we are sensitive to all of the energies that are playing around us as well. When we look at the holiday season and understand not only are those expectations and obligations sitting there, there's also the fact that many people, you know, this is an emotionally hard time for many, many people, whether that be in terms of the fact that maybe that they've lost someone in their life. And that's, you know, what can cause us stress when we think about even family gatherings, because going home or gathering of a families brings up memories, and those memories can be bittersweet. They can be the fact that there has been a lot of change, and some of those things that change in our life is the fact that maybe there's been a death in the family, maybe there is a divorce that has taken place, maybe it's because your children have gone off to college or university and they're not going to be home for the amount of time that you really wish you could have them home. I know that certainly is the case for me. I just get a few little days with my kids and they're on the way. You know, there's a lot of things what we can understand in terms of change that takes place that can make it difficult for us. And especially, as I said, that loss of a loved one, we're dealing with all kinds of emotions or any kind of time in our life that is naturally bringing some memories back, especially if we've been dealing with a lot of, you know, with our grief, if there is even an aspect of depression that we're feeling. The holidays can actually intensify all of that emotion that are stirring up inside of us. But recognize that all of what is stirring up inside of us is stirring up inside of other people as well. And that collective energy begins to, intensify. And as it intensifies, it can actually interrupt our ability to even get a good night's sleep. We wonder why we struggle with staying sleeping at night. We wonder why we wake up feeling grouchy and tired and lethargic. So much of what we experience is not ours. And of course, I'm going to get more into that in a few more minutes. What else can actually affect us during the holidays is also not, you know, not just what's changed in our life, but also what's stayed the same, where we get into the monotony of life, where, you know, it's the same people, same faces, same jokes, same job, same everything, same house. Maybe there's a lot of goals, or you had some ambitions, you had some things that you wanted to achieve and accomplish in this year, and all of a sudden you're in awareness of the fact that, wow, nothing's really changed. It's, you know, I'm kind of exactly where I was at the start of the year. Some of that can impact us, of course, emotionally too. We begin to feel like we failed in some way, that we are not good enough. Oh my gosh, the not good enough paradigm that runs through all of us little humans. It's crazy how that shows up all the time. But the holiday stresses not only the fact that we're fighting depression if we have extra, as I said, obligations and burdens of family tradition, and the general holiday stresses, in addition to the hypersensitivity that we are, it can trigger some pretty serious problems for us in being able to feel happy, whole, and really thrive in our life. And that's why I'm so glad you're tuning into today's show, because I'm going to give you some tips after the commercial break to help you to manage this overwhelm and all of the things that maybe you are experiencing within your own life as well. Now, I know for myself, as I said, not only is the sleeping thing being affected, but it's the actual idea of having to go out in public to go shopping in the midst of all of everybody's everything, all everybody else's stuff that shows up to me energetically. So it's probably one of the reasons why I am such a fantastic online shopper. I mean, I prefer to sit down at my computer. You know what? I don't care about the Black Friday savings. I'm the girl who is so excited about Cyber Monday, because, and I take full advantage of the fact that I can have this, you know, the ease of online shopping and delivery right to my door without having to go out, because the energy and the turbulence, what can be, and I say turbulence because we go through and can feel extremes of what is joy and excitement to the level of what is frustration and worry and financial strain and all of the ways and that people are concerned about the holidays, let alone, you know, what's going on inside of their minds and what's going on deep inside of their hearts. And so all of that can become very, very, I know I use the word overwhelming again, but I really don't know how else to say it. And in fact, there are times, if it wasn't for online shopping, I would probably skip the holidays altogether. And I know that as I've been on my journey and as I've become more and more sensitive to spirit, that I've become more and more sensitive to the energy of others, that my empathic capacity has increased tenfold. And so the more that you are, you know, on your journey, that you are healing, healing within your own life, whatever it is, your past, your belief systems, whatever it is, the clearer that you are becoming, the more heightened in your vibration in terms of your gifts, of your abilities, and how you are choosing to serve and contribute to the world, the more sensitive you will become and are becoming to the influencing energies of the cosmos, and the influencing energies of other people too. Now, let's talk about being an empath. Now, you know, for those of you who are just tuning in today, maybe the whole concept of being an empath is something completely new to you. So I want to make sure to give you a little bit of insight of exactly what it means to be an empath. Well, being an empath is when you are affected by other people's energies, and you have this innate ability to feel and perceive other people. You know, it's where the saying comes from that, you know, the vibe of people speaks for them before they walk into the room. We are so sensitive to the energy, that unconscious, influential energy of other people, whether it be their desires, their wishes, their thoughts, their moods, as well as their physical pain, that we have in a level inside of us, in sensitivity, where we can perceive all of those physical things as well as the spiritual urges. As empaths, we have the capacity to know people's motivations and intentions It's like they can show up and they can be telling us one thing, but as empaths, we have a truth detector. And we can, you know, as highly sensitive people, we know that we're not just limited to the emotions or limited to what someone is telling us, that we actually can see to the truth of the matter. We can see behind what we understand, this very human facade that we can, that many people take, you know, put into place. And I know that's certainly been the case for me. I used to pretend to be one person and I had all this stuff going on the inside. I wasn't aware that people could feel all of my stuff on the inside. I thought I was really good at, on the outside of things. In fact, I probably should have won an Academy Award for how well I was able to act myself happy. But in just understanding that, you know, we can't hide, you know, as people can't hide from an empath, because an empath is so tuned into the emotions of other people. And as I said, many empaths will experience physical things. Everything from chronic fatigue to having, environmental sensitivities, to have unexplained aches and pains in their body daily. Now, these are all things that are more commonly contributed to outside influences and not so much in terms of what is actually going on with the person. In fact, there's been, and you've heard the stories, I mean, you might even be one of those people. How often have you heard of the stories of people going to the doctor and giving a large range of what they're feeling physically and what they're experiencing, their illnesses, the dis-ease within their body, only to have the doctor turn around and say, there's nothing physically wrong with you? And that's really the case of the empath. Essentially, an empath is walking around in the world with an accumulation of emotions and energy of other people, and we honestly don't know where we begin and where we end, because we're so influenced by the spiritual, the karma, drama, and spiritual issues of other people. Now, of course, what happens, and for so many, is that empaths feel this sense of needing to be reclusive. We want to pull back, and we don't want to, it gets too people-y outside for us, right? So generally, an empath is somebody who's, you know, really happy just to stay home, to not go into any social outings, any parties, and really can almost be a little bit of a recluse, because, especially at the holidays, because it's such a difficult time for us to be able to, what we could say, block out the energy of others. And so as empaths, we can struggle from the barrage of emotions and feelings and physical experiences that we go through when we're put into social situations. So it can be, as I said, when you think about it in terms of this, you can really understand why the holidays are so incredibly different. When, you know, we're going shopping into the droves of people who are stressed out, maxed out, and wondering how they're going to afford the holidays, who are overspending, overeating, you know, all of those things. An empath can feel all of it, and again, can get completely inundated, and it can become difficult to actually express anything, anything. Like I said, to express our own self, to express our own truth, to be able to even make sense of how we actually really feel. Now, I love being an empath. In fact, you've tuned into the show before. And as a part of this, you know that what I say, that as empaths, it is our greatest gift. It's our capacity to be able to perceive and have awareness to truth. As I said, the truth detector. As empaths, we're able to drill down to the finer detail of things. We're able to, again, almost be a little bit of a detective energetically to really see what's going on at the core of issues, what's really behind the stories that people are saying, and how it is, even our ability to be able to perceive the energy of other people before they walk into the room or how they're feeling physically, it puts us into a position where we can be of even greater service to them. We can offer help, we can offer support, we can just be a compassionate shoulder and open up a conversation in order to give that person a safe place and in which to express themselves. As empaths, I mean, we make really good listeners, and you probably, if you're, like I said, you're tuning in for the first time and you're learning about being an empath, you might realize now, while everyone seems to sit down with you and tell you their whole life story, they're just, you know, we draw people to us. We have there's a sense or a vibe about an empath that really is about compassion. And compassion as an empath is the greatest gift. We have greater compassion for humanity. We have greater compassion for the human condition. We have greater compassion and want to be of service and help and to do our part in the world. So it's a really phenomenal gift to be an empath. But as I said, it can also be extremely overwhelming at the same time. Now, as empaths, we really want to look at, and especially through the holidays, I can't stress this enough. Now, when I say the holidays, it doesn't matter, you know, what holiday we're talking about. We happen to be coming up on one of the biggest holidays, you know, of the year, of course, which we understand to be Christmas. It's celebrated in many different ways around the world in many different cultures. We're coming up to the new year. With the new year, there's excitement and anticipation, but there's also a lot, you know, of pain and suffering this time of year. And we're feeling it all. Now, holidays can also be in terms of what some of the other holidays that play out. Any holiday, even our summer holidays, in anticipation of traveling or going somewhere different, going, you know, having to fly and go through an airport, no matter where you're traveling to, can be overwhelming for an empath. So when I say holidays, it's not just about the day, it's about the travel, it's about the preparation. It's about any holiday that is out there. Even birthdays. Birthdays can be incredibly overwhelming. In fact, I remember as a kid being so sensitive to the energy of the birthday that I used to cry when the moment somebody would start singing happy birthday. I would get so overwhelmed by the recognition, for starters, of the fact of if I was in the center of attention, which is so crazy because I find myself in the center of everything going on in the world now. But at the time as a child, I was so overwhelmed by the recognition. I was overwhelmed by the singing and attention that even the song Happy Birthday brought. And still to this day, it brings up and stirs up all kinds of emotion. And I think because with it, in acknowledging the birthday, it says happy birthday, and there's an awareness to how much unhappiness actually exists inside of humanity. And so it's almost like a two-sided coin, where you're really excited about the fact that it's a birthday, but at the same time, it's awareness of the fact that you may not be happy at all. And that's what the holidays call out inside of us, is awareness, the realization of the pain, the suffering, the highs and lows, and the ups and downs of life. And when we get so focused on a day and so focused on tradition, it can be, as I said, incredibly overwhelming. So we have to, as empaths, look at ways of being able to avoid what we can call empathic overwhelm. How is it that we can prepare ourselves emotionally, prepare ourselves energetically so that we can be around other people, that we can attend the Christmas parties and get our shopping done, which is like so huge for me right now, so that we can, you know, go about and do the things in creating the holidays for ourselves, and so that we can be in a place of celebration without feeling, you know, so overwhelmed. And of course, after the commercial break, I'm giving you some advice, so to speak, some heart-centered advice in order to help you in navigating the holidays, as I said, so that you actually, you know, you don't have to go on strike and say you're not celebrating this year, but just to give you some ways in which to help you with no matter what may be going on, whatever it is that's coming up, we're going to approach this in a way where, you know, we really take our power back so that you can be empowered through the holiday, empowered within your own energy, no matter what's playing around in the world, you know, about you. So again, if you would like to call in and have a conversation with me, I invite you to do so. The number is 248 248- 809-3475. And of course, if you are joining me in the Facebook forum for Lighten Up, please go ahead and post your questions in on the newsfeed, and I will be glad to comment and share in conversation with you here. Thank you so much, and hey, we'll be back right after the commercial break.
Might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to. With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green.
From the US EPA.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the show. So we're moving forward and through this holiday time. How do we navigate the energy? How do we allow ourselves to enjoy everything that the holidays have to offer without carrying all of the emotions and energy of the people around us, whether we're aware of it or not? Of course, you know, so much of what we receive or that we experience creates that feeling of anxiety. And I know for a lot of people who suffer from anxiety, it's actually because they are in empathic overwhelmed, that they've become so unconsciously anxious about what they are picking up within the energy of other people. So when we look to manage our, you know, being the empath and through the holiday seasons, we really have to take a look at how we are emotionally managing our own stuff. And so that, of course, we're not in constant absorbing what is other people's stuff. Now, I love it. I've got some questions happening in the Facebook forum. Of course, if there's anyone who would like to call in to talk today's show, please do so. The number is 248-809-3475. Now, there's a great question here from Carrie, and I love this question. I'll say thank you, Carrie, for posting this. She said, what are the tips to not feel Christmas crazy in your body? Right? It's all of that, as I was talking about earlier, all of that, the aches, the pain, the overwhelm, whether it is emotional overwhelm or whether it becomes the physical overwhelm where we have all of the aches and pains and discomforts, right? So we really want to take a look at what that is. And I love this question because what it comes down to is really the first thing I wanted to share, which is about practicing awareness. When we begin to notice and when we're not aware, we become overwhelmed and we get into a time where we're really reactive to the things that are playing out. When we practice awareness, we get into a place where we are responding in an internal way and allows there to be a shift energetically around us where we look at. Now, there's a lot of spiritual practices out there, and especially in helping empaths navigate or highly sensitive people navigate, which is really always about the bubbling up with energy. I talked about this on last week's show, Bubble Dope, to say, you know, anything that we experience, it's not about going into trying to run away from it, but to actually to expand into it. So in the awareness, first off, I want to say that when you are feeling anything, whether it be an ache or pain in your body, or whether your emotional barometer is going up and down like crazy, we begin to look at the fact that it may not be ours in what we're experiencing. So one of the things that I find so, so helpful in being able to expand into what is playing out is not going into resistance of it. And I've got a couple of things I, you know, really want to share in that way. One of the things is awareness. So when we, as I said, we get into a place of recognizing the energy. This is probably the number one thing that has saved my bacon more than once. Instead of buying into, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling, this ache or pain, or I have a sore back, whatever is going on, begin with bringing awareness to the table by saying, I'm recognizing the energy of frustration. I'm recognizing the energy of a sore back. I'm recognizing the energy. Immediately with this awareness, we consciously are put into a place where we get into responding to it, and we're in a response that allows us to be empowered. It's an action step that we can do in order to help us to feel good. And so we don't get into that place of reacting to it where we want to just stay and hide and, you know, hide out in our homes and not go anywhere, but into a place where we can get into response of the energy by simply our awareness. I recognize the energy of. And it has, at the moment that you recognize the energy, it gives it permission to exist. We know that when we resist anything, the resistance around it causes it to continue to form and be in existence. What we resist persists. So when we get into responding to it by saying, I recognize the energy of whatever is going on for us, whether it be a strong emotion or a pain or discomfort in our body, it puts us into a place where it allows whatever is showing up energetically to really move and flow. It will move through us and release. When we look at bubbling, you know, bubbling was that protection around us where things were banging up against each other. And so when we get into a place of, I recognize the energy of sadness. I recognize the energy of grief. I recognize the energy of tired. I recognize the energy of pain. When we begin allowing for recognition of the energy, we no longer resist it. We allow it into our experience. And what happens, as if by magic, it's gone. It can't stay with us. We've created an opening or a space energetically that allows it to continue to flow, and it's not getting stuck on us, and it doesn't become a part of our experience. Now, one of the greatest teachings that I've heard in terms of empathic, so that we're not feeling, as you said, the Christmas crazy within our bodies, is to also get into a place of thanking the energy for showing up. As we know, gratitude changes so much within in how we feel personally and in terms of our life. But anything that we appreciate in a way of acknowledging its existence in a way that is positive actually allows us to take our power back and not to, again, get into the overwhelm of everything that's going on, especially feeling it in your body. So in this sense, it is saying to whatever energy is there to say thank you for showing up and reminding me what I am clearing and processing on behalf of others. It allows us to get into appreciation of our gift as an empath. And the moment we can acknowledge it with that aspect of pure appreciation for it, it allows it to go. It's no longer hanging on, and we in that moment are put into a place where we can feel good. Those are a couple of ways I highly recommend so that you're not feeling that overwhelm in your body, because I know I definitely was feeling it too. And, you know, we go into that unconscious state as human beings, right? We know all this stuff, and it's not until we're suffering for a little while, we go, hey, hang on, you know, is this actually mine? And that becomes another way of practicing awareness, is to begin to understand that whatever we're feeling may or may not be ours. Again, whether we're feeling it emotionally, whether we're feeling it physically, what we're picking up may not actually be ours at all. So we can simply question the energy. Who am I feeling? The moment we acknowledge the energy, or we pose question to it, is enough to stop it from interrupting or disrupting our ability to feel good. It allows it to release. It moves it out of our experience simply by acknowledging that it exists in the first place. So it's not about running away from it. It's about expanding into it, becoming so fully aware of what it is that you are in experience of, and then doing something about it, so that you can be part of the solution instead of contributing in a way that's just adding more tension, more energy to what is unhealthy in the first place. I mean, let's face it, how many of us get completely ticked off over how we feel? Or we say even, oh, I can't hang out with that person. They completely, they're such energy vampires. They suck me dry, right? So we get into a place of that overwhelm where we can't even stand being with people. We don't like them. The spiritual high road that we can take sometimes when we say that, ooh, their vibration, they're just at a low vibration, I can't hang out with them. But you know what? We can hang out no matter what the vibration of other people may be, when we can be in awareness to the fact that what we're feeling, what it is that we're going through or experiencing, may not be ours in the first place. Okay, so I hope that's such a great question, and I love it because it opened up exactly those processes that I wanted to be sure to share with you today. Now, of course, when we know the body, we want to thank the body for all it's doing. We want to spend some time nurturing it. I mean, I can't, you're a massage therapist, so I can't say enough about going for a massage and, treating our body, nurturing our body in the best way we can, whether that even be with a massage. But you can also look at doing something that's going to allow the energy to be cleared from your aura, because we're picking up negative ions all the time. We're, our psychic sponges, so to speak. When a sponge gets really wet and heavy, we know it's weighted and it doesn't absorb anything. anything, right? It's thump, it's heavy. We feel heavy when our psychic sponge is full. So when we do things in terms of saging our aura, using essential oils and just rubbing it through our auric field, anything to be able to release it, even, you know, Himalayan salt bath, anything like that is going to help to cleanse the aura. Now, cleansing is so important for the aura, but like anything, whether you're doing a space and energy clearing in your home or you're doing the space and energy clearing in your own energy field, when you're taking something out, remember, it leaves a hole. So you want to make sure to invite what it is that you would like to be in your experience instead. And so we just ask for everything to be healed through unconditional love, that I may know joy and ease and, you know, happiness, right? Whatever it is, whatever energy that you would like to feel instead, make sure you bring that into your auric field as well. Cleanse the aura and invite the new energy to come forward to heal or repair any tears or snags or gaps that the old, you know, the old negative ions maybe had created. So I hope that helps. I know that there's, oh my goodness, there's all kinds of ways that I know personally that I've had to learn, of course, in order to manage. Now, I think it's also important that we understand the nature of energy. And we have a tendency to be really critical and judgmental of anything that shows up. Remember my story about not hanging out with certain people because we can't take their vibe. That really puts us, as I said, into a place of being a little bit of on a spiritual high road. And it's like throwing stones at someone based on what they're going on and what's going on in their life, their decisions and choices. And we really want to get into a place, especially when we understand that we are these compassionate healers as empaths, that we want to get into a place of not increasing the suffering of other people by our criticisms, our negativities, and our judgments. So all of that can actually impact. We really, you know, it's so easy for us to fall into that because it's a real human condition that we have. In fact, it's our ego, that lower self, that makes us feel, you know, makes us be all that human and react in the ways that we do. But we have to become very conscientious because our soul seeks to live, you know, in our body as in a healthy body, and our soul seeks to come to a loving place in life because that really is where our life becomes more manageable. So we need to be conscientious of being in our hearts. We need in acting within love and kindness and wholeness. And I'm going to say it, and forgiveness. And that's a big one because we're so easily, you know, expressing the bad energy we can call bad. I mean, there's no right, wrong, good or bad, but for lack of a better way of understanding of which is the anger, the fear, the resentments that take place. So all of that energy, we are contributing whether we realize it or not. When we are miserable, we are contributing to the energetic experience of other empaths. We have a responsibility to ourselves, but we also have a responsibility to the vibration or what it is that we're expressing into the world around us, whether we are doing it consciously or unconsciously. Again, we have to be very responsible in terms of how it is that we are making a positive difference in the lives of others. And I'll tell you, when you are an empath and you are feeling the overwhelm of other people's stuff, guess what? They're feeling yours too. So we have to understand the nature of energy and remember that everything within our environment feeds our energy, but we actually are feeding the environment as well. So we become very, we don't want to exasperate the problem. We actually want to be a part of the solution. So we come back into places and within our heart where we are that the kind, the loving, and taking not the high road, the spiritual high road of saying the people are not good enough, but the high road and saying, no matter what's going on, I'm choosing to be the light. I know, how can I be more loving here? How can I be kinder in this situation? And sometimes being loving and kind means actually leaving, you know, the whole relationship. It might actually mean leaving the situation. And in light of the holidays, it might be saying no to the invitation to go sit around the table with the family that you might be dreading to be hanging out with. I mean, it happens and it's a very natural part of our existence. We, you know, it can be that our friends, you know, we enjoy hanging out with our friends sometimes more than we do our family. And so, and of course, that comes with all kinds of experiences and reasons why that can play out. So great question, Carrie. Thank you so much for that. Hi, Kimberly. Kimberly says, again, we're in the Facebook forum. If you're not a part of the Facebook forum and you're tuning in live, tuning into the show, please reach out. Come join me on Facebook in the Lighten Up forum. You can interact with me there. Kimberly poses a question here. She said, this show is perfect timing. I'm so glad. This is, you know, following the guidance of spirit. What are we talking about today? So I love that it's coming up for you too. And she says, sometimes I forget that these feelings aren't necessarily mine. And that's it, right? We get so, and it's a part of what we understand, as I was just talking about, the energetic responsibility, where all of a sudden we're taking on responsibility, not only for what is ours, but now we've gone the extreme and we're taking on responsibility for what's not ours too. And so it kind of put, you know, it's so funny what begins to happen. So I love that you're in this place of just saying, okay, it's not necessarily mine. And that's where I'm going to say that's the first step forward. That's the first step in, you know, in awareness of just saying, well, hang on a second. Something else is playing out here. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so frustrated. I'm feeling depressed. I wanted to stay home and ouch, I got an ache and pain in my body. As I said, it may not be yours. And as you say, awareness, it might not be mine. I love it. So, oh my goodness. So we move on. And I'm going to say, there's so many people. I love that. Carrie, you're so welcome. Carrie says, thanks. I'm doing this as you speak and my body is changing. Isn't that amazing? Oh my gosh. That's the stuff that miracles are made of. The moment we begin applying it and realize that we actually have some energetic say to what it is we're experiencing, we actually alleviate the suffering. I love it, Carrie. I'm so glad you posed the question, and I'm so glad that you enacted upon the process immediately. That's awesome. So here is another great question. This one's coming in from Audra. Audra says, how do you avoid feeling guilty for saying no to people at the holidays? Oh, I'll tell you what. Again, this comes into those expectations that other people put on us, right? So it comes up, I want to say, Audra, that within it, to know that you have, you know, we all have those situations in our life where we don't want to participate, or we know that by going and trying to meet the expectations of others, that we're immediately going to feel the overwhelmment, the difficulty, and it can be a greater challenge. We come away, you know, just like we've been run over by a truck. So, you know, in those cases, this really becomes a matter of loving yourself more, getting into a place where you can honor your energy sensitivity, where you can just really do what is best for you, no matter how it is in terms of how the reaction of other people. At any time, as long as we are choosing to honor how things feel for us, and that we are, you know, we can decline those invitations from a place of saying, thank you for the invitation, but I'm not going to be able to attend. We don't have to explain why. I think we get caught up on the why, and then we get into a place of needing to have excuses, and it's the excuses that start to create the guilt. So we want to get into a place of just saying, thank you for the invitation. I'm not going to be able to attend this year, but thank you. You know, have fun, or don't have too much fun without me, whatever it is, just to graciously decline the invitation. We actually end up saying yes to way more things that do not support or serve us than the capacity to be able to say no to the things that don't support and serve us, and say yes to what is going to be nurturing and good for us. And again, when you can do it from a place where you are adding to the goodness and the love and the warmth, you know, your heart centered, and you're saying graciously accepting, not with getting into the excuses and the reasons and worrying about how someone's going to react, when you handle it kind of in this grace manner, and you get, you know, into a more centered place inside of yourself, you know, you're sending the thank you with love, and how it is received by the other person is not our responsibility. All we can do is ensure that we are acting with an integrity and in knowing that our decision, in order to honor ourselves in terms of what feels best for us, is actually a way that we are honoring everyone. Because how many times have we actually said yes to those things we really didn't want to go to? not only do we have a crappy time, but maybe there's something that plays out and happens that really, you know, a lot of drama that begins to happen, and we get ourselves into a situation where we just didn't even want to be in the first place had we only just said no. So say no with love, say no with gratitude, say no and really honor what is best for you. And in saying it, to also understand that it is in the highest and best for everyone, even if they can't comprehend, even if it can't be comprehended, whether it be by you or by them. A really great question, because again, we take on so much, right? But it is because we get into needing to justify or validate or provide reasons or even excuses as to why we can't attend. And that's where the guilt begins to come from. So do it from a place of honoring yourself, and I'll tell you, less guilt you will feel, my love. Such a great question. Such a great question. All right, we're coming up to the tail end of the show. This is what I love about not only being, you know, of course, on the air, but engaging with you here in the Facebook forum. It really is. Thank you for your contributions. It's such a great conversation to be able to share. And of course, we're not responsible for fixing the energies of the situations, but we are responsible, as I said, for how it is that we are contributing and how it is that we're showing up within our life. I think probably what comes down to within the final part, what I'm going to say in wrapping up the show here today, is to look at creating balance. The key is about staying balanced, about being consciously connected in our heart to that deeper spiritual self that exists inside of all of us. When we stray away from our heart, we get caught up in the voices in our head. We get caught up in the drama that unfolds around us. And, you know, we kind of lose a sense of ourself. So balance becomes the key. I love what Pam has said in the forum here. Pam says, baby steps at Christmas time. And that's exactly it, where we look at doing a little bit of something and then you know, taking a step back, looking at all the ways that we can create balance in which to not create the overwhelm. Did you know it's like 90% of our behaviors that we go through are habitual, and 90% of the things that we do through the holidays in terms of expectations are unhealthy habits as well. So we can look at overextending ourselves through our actions, through what it is that we believe we think we need to do, and all of those shoulds we should on ourselves all the time, and people should on us all the time too. So we get into a place when we are super sensitive to the energy around it, where we have to look at balance, where we're looking at, you know, we go out and do maybe an hour of shopping as opposed to doing, you know, 5 hours of shopping of being in the mall. We look at, spending time with family, going to those social events, whether it be family or Christmas parties or whatever, and maybe only going for a couple of hours instead of going for the whole entire night. We look at ways in which we can create balance within our commitments, so that we are in some way remaining centered inside of ourself and really attending to our own well-being. Now, this is really helped me, the creating balance and giving a little bit and then nurturing myself. It has actually helped me to heal so many aspects of life. You know, times when I felt completely deteriorated, where there was unhealthy issues within relationships, whether it be within my body, the health of my body, whether it be within weight or within food addictions, whatever it was, there was all of this unconscious response or reaction to the energy I was picking up from other people, drinking too much, eating too much, doing anything that I could just to cope. So it is about taking a look, okay, what are those unhealthy habits I have? Where are my reactions? And what can we do instead? And of course, one of the most powerful ways, and you hear me say it over and over and over again, is any form of meditation. Anything that you can do for you that gives you an opportunity to stay connected to your heart, for you to get back into your own body, for you to get back into and actually feel yourself even if only for a moment, anything that you can do that actually is nurturing for you. Spending time in nature. Now, of course, here in Canada, it can be a little chilly out there. We can turn into the snowflake. However, it's important for us to get out in nature, spend some time alone. Nothing is more nurturing for an empath than to have a little bit of alone time, disengaging from social media, disengaging from the outside world, and giving some space and time. Fill your cup up, balance yourself, do things that nurture you, and you'll find as you move through the holiday and as you get into the preparations for everything that is to come, you will have a lot more ease. Now, every cloud has a silver lining, and the blessing of being an empath and feeling the emotions and everything going on around us is actually what connects us to our deepest strength. And it takes a really strong person to seek love and compassion and to show up on this very human journey together. So thank you so much for tuning into today's show, sweet friends. I love the opportunity to hang out with you here on Empower Network. I hope that something I've said here to you for you here today is going to help you to bring some ease and give you permission to enjoy the holiday and to feel that holiday with more joy than you ever thought possible. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now.